I went and interviewed the animal control officer and found to my surprise that this county official possessed a manila file folder that he had labeled werewolf. Now that's news when you have a county official with a file folder marked werewolf, werewolf.
That I have investigated since I was director of special projects at the CBS station in Denver about the worldwide animal mutilation deaths. And it was quite a paradigm shift for me then to sit and listen to sheriffs telling me that we weren't dealing with satanic cults, we weren't dealing with predators, we were dealing with something from outer space.
When I get a communication, it's just like this message, like a message come into my mind, you know, and said, we're here. They say, we, they never, I don't hear, they don't say, I'm here, and I've never heard that back. It's always, we're here. And then I'll pick up my camera and go out and wherever they are and start filming, filming.
The sheep rancher up in Lincoln County found that during a severe thunderstorm, he heard a muffled explosion that was different from the rest of the thunderclaps. The next day, he went out to check his fence and his sheep. He found the wreckage.
And at age four, I noticed an entity in my room. It's about 5 foot tall. It's pure white with large round eyes. And I just cannot figure out for the life of me what it is.
Two gentlemen, Bradley Lockerman, talking about his documentary of the John Searle story. And the man himself, the man it's all about, John Searle, will be here talking with us the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. Very cool. Want everybody to join in on that. And in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Ed. I say Ed affectionately because he likes to be called Ed, but his name's Richard Sherman. He's going to be talking to us about Bible codes. This ought to be interesting. Bible codes and the Paranormal Cafe. I've always been interested in this kind of stuff. And I hate to say controversial, but it is a subject that people either accept or reject almost immediately. But he's going to be talking to us about it in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. So I welcome everybody from Pottstown listening for the first time to the Paranormal Cafe. I want to thank everybody for going online on the Facebookies online. I appreciate it. If you want to, you can actually go online, Facebook, through Facebook. You'll find me, Robert Simcox. You can friend me. I'd be more than happy to do that. And you can friend up, and you'll find out what's going on with the Paranormal Cafe and hear about the guests coming up and really, you know, find out from the bottom level up. Don't mind me tonight. I'm going to probably be making a couple of screw ups here and there. New equipment, not used to it, of course. But this ought to be interesting. Like I said, the guests for tonight. Now, next week, we have some guests lined up. If you've listened to anything about Rendlesham Forest, and if you say to me, what's Rendlesham Forest? Well, you got to go to the pod site. There's a couple of gentlemen you want to download there on the pod site. The United States Air Force had an air base in England called Rendlesham Forest. Actually, it was called Bentwaters, outside of Rendlesham Forest. And the RAF Air Force base there. So we kind of leased it off of them for like $1 a year for 99 years or something like that. And they had an occurrence back on Boxing Day, which to us English people means the day after Christmas. They had a close encounter, not just of one person, two people, but like 50 to 100 people over several nights. So they're going to be here with us next week. We're going to have John Burroughs, Jim Peniston with us, maybe some more people involved with that are going to be here with us next week. Talking with us the whole time. So it's going to be interesting because some new developments have come out about Bentwaters. And real interesting. I'm kind of pumped up about it. there's a lot of cool things. I talked to these guys during the week, and I said, you know, how long do you want me to have you on? They said, well, to cover everything, it's going to take at least 2 hours. I said, you know what? I'll just book the whole night for you guys. So I want to welcome to the show also Dave. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
It's a brand new station.
Brand new station.
Well, it's not new. It's new to us.
Well, they'll be shutting it down within about an hour since I took over here, you know.
Yeah, I think they finally demoed the last one.
So. Yeah. They said, enough. No. That's it. You're out of here. No, we're going to be simulcasting with Here and WCHE at some point. It's the only reason it hasn't happened is because of my technical inability to do that. So we will be simulcasting between the two stations. So that means from Westchester up to Pottstown and the Route 100 corridor, we'll be poisoning minds for
right. I told you to quit using that DOS or Lynx or where is no BASIC. Stop using BASIC.
I like BASIC. It's cool.
It's too simple.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they're getting like some webcams in here too. This is going to be really cool.
This is dangerous.
You ain't kidding. I'm looking at myself on the webcam. God. I'm thinking to myself, this is horrible. This is a bad idea. I'm trying to bribe Ross. I slipped him a 20 not to broadcast this. He said, that might buy you about 20 seconds of not broadcasting you.
Yeah, once they realize how ugly you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think I'm on the camera, am I? I'm off in the corner.
You're off in the corner. So he's over there. I'm pointing at him. If you can't see it on the webcam.
Hello.
No, you're actually there. I can see you moving. That's right. You're on that left-hand screen all the way to the left.
Oh, my God. I got to move over.
Yeah. So they haven't started doing that yet. Yes. So you're going to be able to do that on the WPAZradio.com. Now, if you're listening to us live on 1370 and you're saying, I'm having trouble listening, having trouble hearing, just go to WPAZradio.com, click on the upper right-hand side. You'll be able to listen to us live here in the studio.
Yes, clear.
Yeah, yes. Real clear, and worldwide. Yeah. So, you know, I let all the people on Facebook that know that they could link in live and stuff like that. So I'm going to be getting used to all the buttons. So if you call tonight for some reason, you say, okay, I'm going to call Rob, I'm going to call this guy, and you call and you get through, and I hang up on you 6 times in a row, please.
It's not personal.
Not personal. Right. It's stupidity.
It is.
I've done that before. I've hung up on people 6 times in a row. God bless her. She called back the 7th. And I finally just stepped away and said, I can't do this. But if you want to give us a call here at the station, 610-326-4000, 610-326-4000. Really excited about broadcasting here, coming on board. It's kind of cool. They contacted me and they said, hey, would you like to bring, they were interested in having me bring the show here. And I'm like, you know what? That's a cool thing. You know, I love being asked that kind of stuff. You know, usually I'm trying to tell people about the show when in actuality, they called me up and like, look, we love this show. We love the idea, live and local type of thing. So really,
apparently they never heard the show. So
apparently they never did. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to let that happen anymore. So you're up on the Paranormal Cafe. Of course I'm doing it wrong. Hello. Hello, how goes it, sir?
I can barely hear you.
Give me 1 second. Let me do this the right way.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
I messed it up already.
Hello?
Oh. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. I must have done something wrong here. Ross is taking care of it, and I think I hit speaker.
Oh, you're on for the show? All right, hold on.
Okay,
we'll
okay.
Zoe. Right, yeah, turn on hold, and then...
Cool. Oh, okay. I thought I messed something up here.
No, we messed it up.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, but like I said, if you want to give us a call, 610-326-4000. If you're listening online anywhere via the internet, that's very cool.
Did you hang up on a person?
I probably did.
The first fan you hung up on.
I am the worst when it comes to technology. First. By the end of the show, Ross is going to be like, that doofus is out of here.
I hung up on him. He's like, you cussed him out. You hung up on him.
I blow out technology. I've ruined so many computers and laptops and wristwatches and beepers and all that kind of stuff. I can't get over how much I actually ruin stuff. So it's really kind of funny how I actually destroy stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just breaking stuff and just destroying things here. I think I am. That's what I think's going on. So, but I broke it, didn't I? I stood too close to it and I busted it. Oh my goodness! So
Ross is figuring out how to.
I'm figuring out.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're all kind of new here. So, you know, the radio stations is starting back up.
Well, Ross is the ace here. He's like the ace. But see, I've messed it up because he doesn't realize I've stood within 5 foot. You know, I'm like a nuclear reactor. You can't get within 5 feet of me or I break electronics. So, of course, they didn't know that when they first. There we go. I see some. I think I saw some lights going.
It's alive. It's alive.
Yes. Are you up?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how goes it, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. How's everything treating you?
Okay, this is Carl. I just thought I'd check in.
Carl. Where are you calling from, Carl?
Pottstown.
Pottstown.
Yeah.
Now, Carl, I appreciate it, man. Have you heard of the show before?
Oh, absolutely.
Very cool,
man. As a matter of fact, I'm the guy who hooked you up with Krista Nichols a few months ago.
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact. This is the same Carl I'm thinking of. Because very cool, very cool, man. Now, the question I have for you now, we've invaded your hometown. Now, what can we do? I mean, they said, hey, you want to come to Pottstown? I was like, you know, Pottstown's a cool.
Take me to your leader.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
and they sent us a youth. Yeah. Some reason, Carl.
Now, let me ask you, you download all the podcasts and everything?
I've downloaded a few. I try to listen to them all, yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, what's your favorite subjects? I know, but I just want the listeners to know what your favorite subjects are.
Paranormal, UFOs, mm-hmm. Life after death, anything in that category.
See, Carl runs the gambit of everything paranormal. So, now, are you familiar with the Rendlesham Forest case?
Oh, yes, I am. I've been reading about that for quite a while now.
Now, I got contacted by Jim Peniston recently, and I think if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you've understood that I say to those guys, look, you just tell me when you want to come on. You know, just tell me when you want to come on. Because, you know, I don't know when you guys have updates and stuff like that. And I truly mean, just tell me when you want to come on, we'll have you on. And they contacted me and said, we need to be on. We got some stuff to talk about. So I was actually supposed to have them on a couple weeks ago, but we've been having logistical problems of broadcasting here and broadcasting in Westchester and which are now fixed, of course. And if we could just fix this monkey behind the microphone to hit the right buttons, we could be the best. But very cool, man. So what brings you?
Did you say you're going to have John Searle on later today?
John Searle will be on at 8 o'clock. You're familiar with the Searle machine,
yes.
The Searle effect. Yeah, he's going to be on at the 8 o'clock hour along with Barry Lockerman. Barry. Oh, my God. See, I'm not reading from my notes. It is not it's Bradley Lockerman. He's going to be on, he did the John Searle story documentary. And he's offered to bring John on for an interview. So this ought to be interesting.
Yes, that will be. I'm glad it's all archived.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's what I was asking Ross about. I'm like, you know, can we make sure we record this? Because, you know, these guys are coming on. And, of course, I'm having Richard Sherman on later on to talk about Bible codes and everything, which I'm always interested in. I don't know if anybody else is. I don't know if that's something that tickles your fancy.
Well, the Bible code has always interested me, but I've always wondered what would happen if, and I think somebody has done this, apply the same technology to other books,
mm-hmm.
not the Bible, and just see if the results are similar.
That's a good point. That's actually what I think they've done it with Moby Dick and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of War and Peace. I think they even did it with that. But that's what we're going to talk about, statistical anomalies. And that's where I get into. You know, I love statistics. That's just me. I'm sure other people are like, you know, I just want to hear the facts. Just tell me what's really going on.
And you really do love anomalies, though.
Yeah, I do love anomalies.
Anomalies.
Yeah, so, yeah, John's going to be on, and I really want to get people to call in because I know everybody's got a bunch of questions for him because I've been trying to get him on the show ever since I had Bradley on it. He's just a tough booking.
Mm.
So, very interesting, very interesting. So, what do you have any type of... You send me all kinds of stuff. Now tell the people who you sent me last time. Just explain who that person was.
To tell you the truth, I didn't go to that meeting, and I can't remember. I send out so many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So another one's coming up pretty soon. We're talking about the mainline MUFON.
Yes.
And if I get a plug-in for free. Sorry
sure.
about that.
No, go ahead. Give the website out, too.
www.mainlinemufon.com. And that tells the whole story right there. It tells about upcoming meetings, conferences, and all kinds of interesting stuff.
That is a great organization. Now, is it still being run by the same people?
Yeah, Jennifer is still running it.
Okay, yeah, Jennifer is a great... She's one of the... She reminds me of like a wide-eyed child in a way, because she's always listening to people and always absorbing things like a sponge. And I have a lot of regard for her. She's really a good person to... she had Stanton a while ago, and that's the only way I was able to interview the guy, you know, face to face. You know,
I remember you were there.
Yeah, that's very cool, man. Now, Carl, you get into a bunch of stuff. I get the emails from you, and I mean to send back an email. Thanks for the info, Carl. Thanks for the info. But I think Facebook has been more forgiving of that. I think. It helps me do that a little bit better. So, but very cool, man. Very cool. So, what do you think of what do you think of PAZ bringing us on board here?
I was surprised when I heard it. I was in my car listening, and they announced the Paranormal Cafe, and I said to myself, "What? What are they talking about? That's not on PAZ." And sure enough, I found out that here you are.
Very cool. Yeah, I kind of received the email out of the blue on it, and the manager, the general manager here. Rick just said, "Hey, look, we'd love to have you on. We'd love to have you bring your show." And I'm like, you understand what my show is about. It may be a little controversial at times, but, you know, we're always friendly and always have a good time. He's like, "No, we love it. We love what you're doing, so bring it on board." So very cool, Carl. We're here. We're going to be either broadcasting out of PAZ, which we're doing right now live, or we're going to be broadcasting out of CHE. So we're going to be going back and forth once I get the technology up to do either or. And you're always welcome to call. You know that.
Yeah, I used to live a few miles from WCHC. Now I live a few miles from WPAZ.
I think we're following you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, great. Thanks for being there.
Hey, not a problem. And, you know, if you feel like giving a call during the Searle interview, you're more than welcome to. You know that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Carl calling in. I really do appreciate these guys calling in because I can stand here and talk for 3 hours, and I don't think people really want to hear that too much. So,
well, speaking of paranormal,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we're on until 10, right?
Until
now,
10.
There is a possibility that it's just an outside possibility that we might be joined at any time by Mr. Charlie Sheen. So he might drop by.
Did you bet somebody that you could get Charlie Sheen's name into the broadcast?
Oh. I was speaking to him earlier today, and I happened to mention that we were going to be on the radio, so he's really interested in just dropping by and just, you know,
wigging out,
dropping his truce.
I am the Charlie Sheen of the paranormal world, okay? Okay, that's good. Let's understand, I'm the Charlie Sheen of the paranormal world.
But, well, you ain't got the hat. You need a...
I got a cool hat on, but it's not a...
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yeah. Actually, it's Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Which is out of the movie, of course.
So there is a possibility of sometime tonight.
Yes.
It's out there. But it's Mr. Charlie Sheen might drop by here.
Yeah, might drop by.
Hey, or is it Martin Sheen or something?
Martin Sheen's cool.
Tom Cruise or something. Somebody with a, in the middle,
We ain't got a couch for Tom to jump on, so that's the way it goes there.
It was Martin Short. That's what it was.
Martin Short, great. Yeah, what's that character you used to play? Jiminy Glick.
Yes.
I don't need that guy.
Well, he's not a character. He's a real person.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah.
Keep telling yourself that one. Hey, I wanted to, before the bottom of the hour, I wanted to read an email I got that really kind of touched me pretty good. It's a very interesting email, and I'm just going to read it as it stands. If you want to drop me an email at any time, you can do like Carl does, or you can do like this gentleman, Pat, did. Send me an email at cafe@juno.com. Now, I want to hear about everything. And Pottstown, I want to hear about the haunted places in your area, the places I should be checking out, because we plan on actually visiting these places, doing recordings, maybe broadcasting from there, looking at all the options of that sort. And if you want to do that, drop me an email at cafe@juno.com. If it's, it's easier for some people just to type their thoughts than to call me up on the radio at 610-326-4000. But if you want to drop me an email, do that. I really do read them all, and I do appreciate them.
You, Even a threatening email.
Even a threatening email. I've gotten them before. So here's an email that I really kind of wanted to get to pretty early. Rob, I never knew of your radio show until last summer. My wife of 15 years and I had just separated, and I was living alone in a hotel. In addition to the trouble at home I was experiencing, I had grown disenchanted with mankind in general, believing that there was just no way we represented God's crowning achievement in this universe. Kind of with you, I can understand that. Thus, the stage was set by the events in my life to rediscover an interest and fascination I had as a child, UFOs. I did not set out to rediscover anything, but somehow that's what I did, and I did it primarily through your radio broadcasts. That's very touching. Thank you. I've listened to nearly all of the guests you have on your show via the internet, mainly those you had on regarding UFOs. And among all of those people, I found myself listening to over and over again were John Burroughs, James Peniston, and Tom Carey. Still living in a hotel room, it was last October, I decided I wanted to meet these gentlemen. That desire eventually transformed itself into my home state's first ever UFO conference on April 16th, the Mississippi UFO Conference 2011, from Roswell to Rendlesham. We even have a website now. It's msufo.com. That's M as in Mary, S as in Sam, UFO.com, which gives you more details of the event. Rob, my reason for sending this email is to show you that as people in this world, you just never know what impact you are having on others. In your case, the Paranormal Cafe is the reason for the Mississippi UFO Conference of 2011. And by the way, my wife and I have reconciled and are living together again. This is joyful because we have a beautiful 11-year-old son named Franco. Now, that's a cool name. Named your son Franco. That's a cool name. I wish I had that growing up rather than the violent verb I ended up with. Hey, Rob. What? Grab his wallet. Finally, my wife, Lisa, is a nurse. Last month, she told me she was going to the National Nurses Convention in Philadelphia, March 18th through the 24th. Franco and I are going with her and are thrilled about meeting Tom Carey, who I now exchange email with almost every day. We would like to stop by CHE and thank you in person if we can. Again, thanks, Rob, for the Paranormal Cafe. It's much more than just another radio show. Much more indeed. Thanks, Pat Frescogna. And I'm screwing his last name at Frescogna. Wow. What an email.
Frescogna.
Frescogna, yeah. I didn't say Nia because he doesn't have N-I-A at the end. He just said Nia. Franconia. So, wow. What an email. I just was kind of blown away by that. And I didn't know what to say with that. I'm like, okay. Usually you kind of get an idea what's going on and what's happening. But
what's that website again? It was
msufo.com.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
check it out.
So, yeah.
So I'd never been there, but hey, that's Mississippi. This is Mississippi
UFO conference. Yeah.
Okay.
The state's first ever UFO conference, yeah. And for somehow I got involved with it.
You started it. Hey, have you ever been to Mississippi?
I have not been to Mississippi.
Have you ever been to Mississippi conscious? you might have been.
I think I was abducted by some UFOs.
You may have been unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a little break right now. And when we come back, I will. We'll be talking more about the upcoming interview at 8 o'clock with John Searle and Barry Bradley Lockerman. I keep saying Barry because I had a... with somebody else I was thinking along this line. So don't mind me. I'm... just doing something here. And, of course, I'm messing up. I guess I screwed it up. That's okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, it gets better.
Yeah, it gets better as it goes. So
just keep thinking that.
Yeah, just keep that
now, going. Now, it's a new radio... sorry. So new radio station is a different location, so...
Yeah, you know, I just...
Just goes in fine.
Yeah, it's you know, it's me messing up. It's not the station or anything like that. It's me messing up and doing it quite well. So, no.
Well, that's how you know. That's how you know we're live.
Yeah, that's how you know. It's. I mean, it is.
I got the hiccups now. So
March 8th. I mean, March 8th, 2011. We're here. So,
hey, It's Fat Tuesday.
It is Fat Tuesday.
You want to skip right over it, aren't you?
I was trying to. Let me see if I'm messing. I am. I know I'm messing this up. But okay, that's okay. I will do that. And let's just hit this, and then we'll hit this, and then we'll hit this, and hit this. Oh, of course. Okay, I've already killed the station. I totally messed it up. It's got to be something I'm doing wrong. I think the jack I did was wrong. I was trying to play a certain song, couldn't do it. Ah, life is grand. Yeah, oh well. We're back here on the Paranormal Cafe. If you want to give us a call, 610-326-4000. It'll get you on the air like you just don't care. We have a interview coming up. That is going to be at the top of the hour with John Searle and Bradley Lockerman. Going to be talking to us about the John Searle story. Now, this is a really interesting story with this, the whole deal. And yeah, I can't get that working. For some reason, my computer is not working. And it's really good. That's great. One thing I had everything in. Welcome to the first show. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. I think I busted it. See, I am really terrible with new electronics that I haven't worked with. Now, John Searle is the inventor of what's called the Searle Effect Machine. It's going to be really interesting talking about this, and I had a sound file to play, but I don't have. I'm unable to play it because of that, because of the foul up with the thing. Let me see if I can even try it again. Let me see. Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah, it's not. That's not going to do it. That's got to be right there. There we go. It works now. Okay. There. See? I don't know why it did that, but this was actually a request. So let's play this a little
Gremlins.
Bit.
Gremlins.
So, yeah, Gremlins in the studio. I bring them wherever I go. One of your favorites, Dave.
Oh, don't tell me.
UFOs.
You ain't gonna believe.
Redneck.
It's about
and barbecue.
UFOs.
Big rigs.
And barbecue.
Mojo Nixon. So it's very cool that that's what I was trying to play, but that was your your request, of course, and I messed it up.
Yeah, blame
it
on me.
Yeah, well, I got to blame it on somebody. I can't blame it on me, you know. No, there's a
Hausher.
That's out of some game, wasn't it?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Mojo Nixon is the guy that
does Mojo.
It. Old yeah. Mojo. So, okay, there's a file here I wanted to play. Now, he's been on our show before, and usually I'm used to just I'm one of those guys that's really, you know, I got everything in order and everything messed, you know, around. I'm usually pretty up on it. But there's a the file here. This is something that's we put on the webcast so people could actually you know, listen and everything. We call it If You Miss. So all I'll do is I'll just play it's about 30 seconds. I'll just play it and you'll get the idea of John Searle. You'll hear Bradley Lockerman talking.
If you missed the Paranormal Cafe last Friday, here's what you missed. John Searle's life was a nightmare as a kid.
Brutal.
And his inspirations for these, and he explains it, are dreams.
Yes, that's right. However you wish to explain dreams, a subconscious or a conscious subconsciousness, the fact of the matter is information comes in. We can call it inspiration, we can call it revelation. Fact of the matter is new things come in. Where do they come from? That's anyone's guess.
Catch the Paranormal Cafe this Friday at 5 p.m.
So you get the idea. That's when they were broadcasting on Fridays. But you get the idea. Now, this guy actually gets his ideas, and he's gotten this idea for the Searle effect through dreams, which I'm always interested in. If you're getting effects, you're thinking of things through your dreams. That's got to be that's pretty important. Not only is it get the and I'm laughing because I wish I came up with it. I wish I was the genius that came up with it. But not only does it It's in a Searle effect machine to where not only does it generate electricity out of thin air, there's no productivity. I mean, there's no, you know, you don't have to have like the like Limerick out there. It generates its own electricity, but the thing flies. He busted up his kitchen, busted up his mom's kitchen, from what I understand, the first time he started it. Now, why would you start something like this in the middle of your kitchen? And I say this loving John. When you watch the documentary, he's a very likable guy. Dr. Searle was one of these guys that you really can feel for him, you know. But you start it up on the kitchen table, boom, the thing hits the ceiling and breaks all the ceiling out. This is something that sounds like I did as a kid, but I didn't invent nothing.
If it comes from dreams.
Yeah. Comes from dreams.
Sorry. Yeah, I had some great ideas as dreams. The one was it was a hot dog, but you know,
yeah,
it was in the shape of a Mobius strip, and it cured world hunger.
Yeah,
so you know, you never got that eaten.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's a Mobius hot dog. But then you have to get the bun though.
I don't even know where you're going with this, so I'm just going to keep going. No, it's really interesting. I'm always interested in dreams because I'm one of those guys, and you can call in and let me know what you think, but I'm one of those guys that does not have good dreams. I have nightmares a lot.
Yeah, you wake up screaming.
or on fire. Either way, I'm waking up with panic in my head, you know.
Well, not really on fire. You just...
Oh, I'm on fire, buddy.
You just think you're on fire, and then you run around.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Tearing your clothes off. On fire.
Imagine this if they actually were able to create a machine that not only generated a certain amount of electricity, unlimited electricity, because it's not coming from a traditional power source, but takes off and crashes through your kitchen ceiling. Bam! That.
Opposed to, imagine if they, you know, if they invented a hot dog, it was a Mobius hot dog. It's an endless hot dog. You know, you just have to buy one, and that's it. You're done. Okay, you know, it's like, you know, you eat for life. And, you know, world hunger is done.
Okay.
But then they got to come with the bun. And then, you know, okay, you want, like, mustard relish? It's like, okay, if you do, then...
Well, hang on the play! And the supply. So. Defense number 63!
These are things I dream about.
What's he talking about? 10 yards!
You got to let the ref talk, or else he'll come in and throw some more at you. No, so he's able to generate a Searle effect machine that generates unlimited electricity from no visible power source that flies. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like discovering that you can play music and you're the best composer like Beethoven, and you're also Monet at the same time. So, you know, you can do several things at one time, and that's what
this
is. You
have a hot dog where you never
miss. You get off these hot dogs?
Hey, we're talking about dream interpretation.
No. Let's not talk about hot dogs.
Mobius strip where, okay... We know what a Mobius strip is.
Where's the button?
Just think of a Mobius hot dog. Where, okay,
I'm not even going there.
Just, it's a one-dimensional hot dog. It never ends.
Okay. There's a story I did want to get to. I'm just going to ignore that. Okay. There's a story I wanted to get to that is that just came out this week that we're going to be talking about next week, of course. But I wanted to kind of tickle everybody about it. I wanted to bring it up because it just got released into the... Well, it's relevant because it just got published. Most people that listen to the show know about the MOD, which is the Ministry of Defense in England, releasing a bunch of previously classified files, of UFO files and stuff like that. They've agreed that they're going to release them over several years because intelligence papers on a reported UFO sighting, the Rendlesham incident, have gone missing. Files from the National Archives reveal. The missing files relate to a report of mysterious lights from a U.S. serviceman at RAF Woodbridge in Suffolk in 1980. The disappearance came to light with the release of 8,000 previously classified documents on UFOs. Okay. Officials found a huge gap where defense intelligence files relating to the case should be, the papers show. The documents at the latest MOD files on UFOs released in the National Archives, which will be free to access on its website for like a month. Okay. There is apparently, so what they're saying is they have a huge gap where there should be files, and I think even Stanton Friedman talked about this. There should be files relating to this incident, but there isn't. Where are they? This same type of thing happened at Roswell, where they all of a sudden they just don't have them.
Is now, this like an 8-minute gap in the tape?
No, it's more than 8 minutes. Apparently, it's.
I think we have experience with this before. I'm not naming names here, but Mr. Nixon, it rhymes with Mixon.
Yeah. So we have this big gap in the actual intelligence files. Now, my question is, is this the standard operating procedure now for Black Ops? Is that the standard operating procedures for Black Ops? Because what's happening is when we go to release these files through the Freedom of Information Act, and I believe they have the same similar law in England for this, that somebody goes through and just eliminates files, just big blocks of files. Is this the way Ops work?
I think the problem is in the MOD's office, the shredder is right next to the copier.
Yeah.
And the fax machine. So sometimes it gets messed up, and instead of actually faxing something or copying something, it gets shredded.
Well, see, the thing, what do you think, you're Oliver North over there? The problem is, too, is we had Nick Pope on a while ago, and he worked at the Ministry of Defense and talks about how he actually declassified most of these documents. The guy to talk to is him, because that way we can figure out what's going on. Why are they releasing documents knowing full well that, one, you have like a guy like Nick Pope out there who's investigated Rendlesham, who reopened Rendlesham. He wasn't the guy at the time, but he said, they botched the investigation. So, when they do this, is this the standard operating procedure now, where we're just going to lose complete blocks of information that belong to everybody, but for some reason can't be found? I mean, would this be okay? Is this like where everybody seems to be going? Because remember back a couple months ago, or actually maybe 8 months ago, 8 months to a year ago, NASA lost the original moon landing tapes. Now, we're not talking about the grainy stuff you saw on TV where it looks like ghosts jumping across a screen or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the original moon landing tapes that had the crystal clear images of them on the moon. Why would you lose them? They don't belong to whoever has them in their office or on their shelf. They belong to the American...
They left those tapes in the camera on the moon.
Yeah.
It happens. I was like, okay, have you ever taken a vacation in like RV? You forget things.
Yeah. So, but what I'm thinking is, do you actually, when you lose those type of things, the actual official explanation is, they were left in a box, and they were left at somewhere in Kennedy Space Center, and they just turned up missing. How do you lose something like that, for one? And second off, it should have went to the National Archives, which it belongs to the United States citizenry. I don't know why you would just lose something like that. And also, here's the other thing. They said, they actually tried to float this one. This lasted for about 30 seconds. The original tapes were actually recorded over. They were actually just blanked out and somebody used them over again. From 69? You can't use something 6 months old with a new technology. You're going to use something from 69? It doesn't make any sense. I'm not buying it. What if we went and lost the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence? Just lost them. We left them in a hallway. Do you think it would be a thing where it would be more, as accepted as losing these big chunks of information? I don't see how that's even... I don't know how that became acceptable. And why is that now seem to be SOP where... people can do whatever they want and just lose whatever they feel like losing.
Well, because you saw the movie, was it Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Mm-hmm.
Where they just, the big warehouse where they put the archive on it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Yeah. It seems like they're just doing... It seems like this is becoming...
It's theirs. It's misfiled.
Yeah.
It's filed under Super Bowl I.
So where does this come to with repercussions? Why is it now okay? Why is that acceptable that, we just misplaced it, or it's just missing, or we don't know where it is? It seems to be, gone for good. I don't know where that comes from, and I don't know why that becomes acceptable, that you can just somehow, some way just lose everything, and we're going to be okay with that. We're fine. Not a problem. We must have misplaced it. We don't know where the original moon landing tapes are. They don't belong to anybody. They belong to the American people.
I bet they left them on the moon. Because have you ever taken a vacation in like RV?
No.
And you leave things in the woods, right?
No. Now, I'm not even following
this. It's a long trip. They just left, you know, I'm sorry. There you go.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. So we're going to have them guys on next week talking about this. There's also some incidents dealing with the Rendlesham case, as in, like, there's some kind of coding going on. Now, I don't quite understand what's going on here, but there's a coding going on where they, and Jim and John will explain that more next week. So we'll get into that next week. If you're a fan of this and you want to really understand more about it, we'll have Jim and John on next week talking to us live here on the Paranormal Cafe next Tuesday night. But
talking about the codes that they saw on the side of the vessel?
Well, Jim said no. Actually,
or codes in the reports.
There's something, and I'm misspeaking. So if somebody out there knows this, you can give me a call at 610-326-4000. If somebody knows this more specifically than me, you can give me a call real quick. But it's something dealing with the coordinates of where the object landed to the coordinates of. And you have something else. And I know they relate some way, but I'm not sure how they relate. And I'm just wondering to myself, how the heck do you do this and how this all ties in? So I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's something else going on, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we know you're crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's beside the point.
I'm just curious because this is something that Jim had said on Facebook. And, he had actually commented that back when it originally happened, and when he was first talking, well, I say when it originally happened, a couple years after it had happened, he was talking to Linda Moulton House. She didn't seem too interested in that point. And I don't know if that's something that's changed and if it's added on, and, you know, we'll see how that works out. I don't know.
Oh, the other thing you have to cover, mm-hmm. or to touch on, is that, sorry. Now, listeners that listen to us in WCHE
mm-hmm.
know of Kali. And,
right.
Why isn't Kali here with us? So,
well, Kali is a Kali has been the co-host for a while now, a couple months here on the Paranormal Cafe. She's taking a little leave of absence, which is kind of cool. You know, she got to do her thing. She had some things come up, and she talked to me about it. And it was very cool. Missing her tremendously, of course, and would like to have her back whenever she's ready to come back. And, you know, she knows that. And that may be why you haven't heard Kali, or you say, where's Kali? You know, what did Rob do with Kali?
Yeah, they're getting sick of my voice.
I think they're sick of my voice already.
Yes.
We've only been on the air 50 minutes, and I think they're getting sick of me already. But, I just don't, she's taking some time to herself, and that's cool, you know. It happens with people, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So it's funny because when we made up the promos for the new show, I didn't record. I recorded some, but I didn't release any of the ones I did. Of course, her voice was a lot better, so I kind of recorded hers and sent them up. So you've probably been hearing Kali for the past couple of weeks up here on these promos. So I'm really, really missing her. But, she's welcome back at any time. To the show. I think she brings a lot to the show, and I'm really happy to have had her for the amount of time I did, and would love to have her back as a co-host anytime in the future. So, very, very cool. Up at the top of the hour, we're going to have Bradley Lockerman and John Searle talking to us about John Searle's invention. This is going to be an interesting hour. Actually, it's going to be the interesting 2 hours because we're going to have those guys on for an hour, and then we're going to have Richard Sherman on for an hour talking to us about Bible codes, which I'm intensely interested in. And he's going to explain from soup to nuts what's been going on. He works with an organization that investigates this, and I really am looking forward to it. So keep it tuned here. I appreciate everybody doing that, keeping it tuned here to the station, the Paranormal Cafe. And like I said, we're going to be simulcasting on CHE and WPAZ and in very, very near future. So you'll hear back and forth WPAZ, WCHE, all that kind of stuff. So just bear with me. In a new studio, I don't even know. You saw what I did with the sound effects. I didn't even know that it was acting up, but it works now. So I'm really kind of excited about it. But that's where I am with the with that. I guess real quick, for people that have not heard the show before, It kind of, let me kind of give you a little bit of an origin of the show, if I can. This is our sixth year of broadcasting, most of it through WCHE, a little bit through a COJ down in Westchester before it was sold out to religious programming. So I broadcasted a couple of stations, and, you know, getting used to the equipment is one thing, and that'll come, of course. But the idea of the show is to bring talking points to the table, and that's why I love the idea of coming to Pottstown, is bringing talking points to the table and saying to people, hey, you know, this is I'm presenting this. You call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Tell me what you think. I've been in the paranormal field for years, and very happy to be in the paranormal field for years. And before all the before it became in vogue, so to speak, before History Channel and before the Mystery Channel and Discovery Channel and all that kind of stuff got involved in it. I think there's even a paranormal show on the Animal Channel, of all places.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it the Animal Channel?
About paranormal animals, I guess. I don't know.
I don't even think it has to do with animals. I think it's Mike Tyson. No. Hey, it's Mike Tyson.
What are you talking about?
They give that guy a show. You believe that? That surprises me. So
it's the pigeon. It's a pigeon.
It's a pigeon. Some guy chewed my head off my pigeon.
So I don't even know what's going on. But the Animal Channel has a paranormal show on it.
Oh, yeah. It's paranormal every now. There's a show. I don't know why I even like this. It's Paranormal Cops. It's, you know.
I think I saw that picture,
like Chicago Cops, rough and tumble with a cigar in their mouth, like blowing a cigar, just chasing down ghosts.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Chasing down ghosts.
Hey, that ghost over there. Get out of that corner.
I am not, you know me, I'm not a big fan of paranormal shows. I just never have been. I think they're most of the time, if not all the time, there for for flash. Not a lot of substance, just a lot of flash. And you've even said before where you thought that a lot of the sounds they get are very muffled, and you know, they always seem to tell you what it is before you hear it. You know, tell you what it's saying before you hear it, type of thing. So I guess that's where I fall into. I don't know that I.
Oh, as an update, we thought we had a Charlie Sheen sighting, but it turned out to be Mr.
Sheen sighting.
Steve Martin. Yeah, there's a
so
guy.
So we kicked him out.
Like, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, Mr. Sheen is welcome at any time to come in.
Yeah.
And show, you know.
Exactly.
Share the truth.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here now. If you want to give us a call, 610-326-4000, 610-326-4000, top of the hour. We're going to have John Searle and Bradley Lockerman on, talking about his invention and the documentary, The John Searle Story. So this one goes out to Pat, and thanks for the email, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson town.
Let's go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell.
Snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
Well, when I breeze into that city.
1370 WPAZ, Pottstown.